welcome back to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. I'm your host, Tim Hunzi. Man, we're about to kick off a brand new season. I can't believe it. It is that time. And as we do, for those familiar with the podcast, you usually get a solo episode at the end of the year as I wrap up our season. Well, if you're also a fan and a listener, you may have noticed that maybe we dropped off a little bit at the end of the year. I just have to offer an apology. Life started happening. You know, for a little backstory on me and my role on the podcast, I do host it. It is provided for and funded by the AIMP, who is are just give the resources for you to have this beautiful, amazing podcast that we have. But I am the talent, plus I'm the booker, plus I schedule it all. So outside my normal 9-to-5, which, you know, I jokingly call it 9-to-5 because our world doesn't live 9-to-5, but in my job here at Big Machine Music Publishing, I do this as kind of a give back. I love it. I enjoy it, but it's a give back to the community. I just went through a lot last year. I might get a little emotional. Y'all know me if people listen, but you know, I lost a sister last year unexpectedly. I had another pretty major event happen in August. And then, you know, I just be honest, I got overwhelmed. So I had to take something off my plate, and it just happened to be recording some of these episodes for the podcast. So again, I'm just going to offer my sincerest apology and explain. And of course, we were going to kick these up a little earlier. We came into the front this year. And for those that are familiar with the community here, we lost one of our just iconic best friends in the business, Ben Vaughn. That too also kind of put a little damper on things for a minute. And so I thought it would be great to kick off this season as a reminder. It's just a reminder that mental health is important, friends. Taking care of yourself, important. I definitely come from a background where, you know, you just spray Windex on it and get up, and therapists and mental health were not really a thing. You grind and you grind. And I was not trained in my family to express emotions so much. This makes my parents sound horrible, but they're awesome. Great parents. It's just different culturally brought up on some things about that. You know, you're just told to be strong and, you know, that kind of stuff. So enough on that. That's a whole separate topic. But my point being, asking for help is not something I'm good at. I have learned through life and through also challenges in said life that I have faced that asking for help is amazing. And I just want to throw it out there. As we go into this, you know, business of music, it is so hard. There aren't books on how to be a creative and how to be an artist and how to deal with all the pressure. You don't take classes on that typically. It's just a school of hard knocks. And as a community, we need to be better at taking care of one another. Now, I'm going to state that as a whole, wow, we have made great strides in protecting our creatives. There are so many resources now that are available. You know, if you need anything, you can find it. I like Naris, if you might be thinking, I can't afford to find help. Well, there's resources like Naris Through Music Cares that if you are attached to the music business, you work in the music business, you're a player, a roadie, a publisher, a songwriter, whatever you are, you can go to them and they are completely anonymous and they will help you financially if you need it. There's also Music Health Alliance. If you need help with insurance or other resources, that's just a great resource to go to. They are amazingly helpful to our community. Of course, we've got places like OnSite and we have places like Cumberland Heights if you need therapy or if you need, you know, a reset because your addictions are getting the best of you. We also have Porter's Call for artists specifically that if you want to know more about them, you can check them out. I've had podcast episodes on Music Health Alliance, Porter's Call. I've tried to add in mental health conversations on certain episodes, but I just really wanted to bring this to the forefront as we start this new season and this new year. I know it's March, you're going to hear this, but take care of yourselves, man. Remember, we're a beautiful community. We might be super competitive But one of the things that makes this whole thing work is the community. Because when a friend or a brother or sister's down, we rally around them. We lift them up. We're here for one another. And we've got to keep that. Particularly, I can say this specifically in Nashville, that this is the most loving, beautiful community. They have done amazing things for me when I've needed it. I try to also get back when I can. So that's in part two of this would be willing to serve your friends, man. Find other ways outside the music business to get connected, to assist, whether it's through a charity or donations or setting up, if you're an artist or a songwriter, maybe do a benefit concert here and there. I mean, it's just getting connected into that and serving your brothers and your sisters out there is a great way to give back to those that need. And the funny thing is, usually what I find out is when I'm struggling, if I go out and I help other people, that I feel better, and it helps me by helping others. So it's kind of a key to life to me. And I could put out a shingle, I think, because often I get a lot of calls. People jokingly call me a therapist of music row, and they kind of know that. But I enjoy that. I enjoy being a part of people's journey and trying to help them better themselves. I know this is a bit of a personal launch at the beginning of a new season, but I just couldn't think of a better way to do it if I'm offering an apology. It'd be just reminding you to take care of yourselves out there. Be willing to ask for help. Pick up the phone. A good friend of mine, Bobby Pinson, songwriter that I was in the trenches with for many years, but he said one of the things that has stuck with me so long. He said, if you put all your weaknesses out there, man, all you have left are your strengths. I think too often we've got to present this strong front, and we're, that supposed to have this confidence. But, what I've learned in the music business is, like, most of us, we're either on top of the world or in the fetal position on the floor, not knowing what we're doing with life. And let me tell you, I've done this 30 years and I still feel that way. I still feel like half the time I don't know what I'm doing. But on the other side, I can be on top of the world. We don't live well in the middle in this business, I don't think, in our space. So take care of yourselves out there. If you need anything, just look. There's tons of resources. I'll get our producer to throw some links up in our of the resources I mentioned. I'll be sure to point that out in the fine notes of our podcast, so you can see and click links if you need them. And we have a great season coming up. I've already talked to Katie Kirkover, who's like A&R over at DMG. I've talked to Kelly Bolton, who's now working for Warner's LA as an A&R consultant. I've got the one and only Dale Dodson. For those who don't know him, he is a character. He is kind of a music row historian. He's got stories, but he's also just crazy talented. He's worked in publishing for as long as I can remember. And so we have a great conversation with Brother Dale. I'm getting with Scott Hendricks soon, the mega producer, iconic level producer as well. That's going to be a great episode. So I hope you sit back and enjoy. And again, I know this one was a bit rambly of a kickoff, but I really felt like I just had to explain why things kind of got a little quiet, that I just need to take care of myself. So I appreciate you giving that space, and I look forward to continuing to serve you by putting out more episodes. All right, y'all be well. Talk to you later. The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzey. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.